I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News, where it is time for our weekly visit with Dr. Greg Davis. As you know, our roving medical reporter is also married to a registered dietitian. And for the past several years, Vanessa Oliver and her colleague, Dr. Karen Briley-McNeese, have shared some timely tips to keep it more season's greetings and not season's eatings.
Karen, Vanessa, thank you very much for talking with me. I know we like to revisit every now and then some of the opportunities and challenges that we face as we enter the holiday season. So I was wondering if you could just give our listeners some advice, tips, thoughts that you may have.
I think one of the biggest challenges that people may face during the holidays actually has more to do with their mindset than anything else, and how they think about the holidays going into the holidays. So for example, we know that in January, a lot of people may decide that they want to start a new diet or start some clean eating or lose some weight after the holidays. But if that's your intention in January, then the holiday time starts to feel a little bit like the Last Supper, where you're really going to feel like you need to get it all in, right, from Thanksgiving through New Year's before January comes, and you're going to be in that kind of diet mode.
Sort of a, oh my gosh, I've got to, for lack of a better phrase, cram it all in now because I'm going to be on a desert island come January 1st.
Absolutely. So in that way, people are setting themselves up for this anxiety and this kind of fear of failure and loss of control that they tend to feel during the holidays.
We've talked about this a lot over the years. Food is inextricably bound with our conceptions of family, with love, not just with the holidays, but just every day. And I guess, what do we do when, you know, Aunt Irma or Uncle Joe have made their special whatever it is, and if we are not seen to be eating at least four helpings of it, then their feelings might get hurt. How do we deal with that?
Yeah, I think that that can be challenging, certainly during the holidays, because as you mentioned, food means almost everything except actual physiological nourishment, right, during the holidays. It's love, it's I miss you, it's you look too blank, so you better do this because I made it for you, you know. So some really practical tips that we've offered in past discussions like this are just, first of all, really knowing what your particular feelings are, what your particular motivations are behind the holiday, right? And not being afraid to share those feelings with other people. And sometimes that can take practice. So as often as you can, practice saying no. No thank you. No, that looks delicious. Oh, that's so sweet, but no. And the more that you do practice saying no, the easier it does become for you.
And I guess one thing we've touched on in years past is if worse comes to worst, I guess you could always take that plate and nibble on it a little bit just to show the love.
We have said that before too, you know, to take it and leave it, right? So you can always take a bite or two or maybe three. Research has even supported that after the first three bites, things don't really taste the same or as good as they did for those first couple bites. So feel secure that you're supported by research there. But I mean, another option might be to take it home and then, you know, you do whatever with it. No one will see it after it's out of the house anyway.
I know something else we've talked about, and we can circle back obviously to food issues as well. There seems to be an omnipresence of alcohol at the holidays, at least in certain milieu. Do you have any thoughts or tips about being careful in that regard?
We certainly believe that if somebody wants to enjoy something during the holidays, they should. And that includes food and it includes drinks, including alcohol. So if somebody does choose to indulge in that, they should give themselves permission to, but of course, like you say, with a mind to safety and responsibility as well, as taking care of their own bodies and well-being. We have talked in the past about using kind of an alternating method where you maybe have an alcoholic drink and alternate that with a non-alcoholic drink so you can maybe pace yourself a little more easily, but understanding that you do want to be safe and you also want to feel good throughout the holidays, and too much of that is not something that's going to lead to overall feelings of well-being during the holidays.
I think another good tip too is just to really pay attention to what you are eating and drinking during the holidays too, right? Sometimes there's just so much extra sensory sort of input going on is that we don't notice what we're eating or even what it tastes like, or of course maybe how much. Same thing with drinking, right? We don't notice what it tastes like. So really take some time and enjoy each bite and each sip, and you'll see that you may not need as much as you think that you do.
I think that goes along too with something we talk about during this time of year around self-care. And like Vanessa said, a lot of times we're distracted, we're mindless, we're feeling stressed or busy, and that's how we're losing focus on what we are eating and drinking. So self-care plays a big role in bringing mindfulness to that process. So thinking about how you can stay active as much as possible, scheduling downtime if you need to, making sure you're getting plenty of sleep and rest, setting boundaries, and only committing to activities that are meaningful for you is a very important part of this time of year, so that you don't feel overcommitted and then have some of those negative feelings that go along with that and some of the resentment. And of course, eating nutrient-dense foods as much as possible in between when you're having those other less nutrient-dense holiday foods and drinks, right? There's a time for that, but the rest of the time we want to be focusing on those nutrient-dense foods that have healthy fats and fiber and lean protein.
And when you are nourishing yourself in all of those different ways, then you'll see that you're able to look at other things besides food and drink as sources of pleasure and sources of entertainment. And then once you do, then maybe you can really concentrate on wearing an awesome outfit to the party or some new shoes or getting your hair done. And maybe just thinking of other things that signify celebration during this time of year.
Playing that game of touch football in the backyard like you did when you were kids, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So is there any truth to something I've thought about from an evolutionary standpoint is with the waning of the light and the coming of the winter, there's a part of me that becomes even more interested in eating than before. And I'm always interested in eating good food. Is there something in us that sort of warns us that the winter is coming and that we need to put on calories, and maybe that's one reason we overindulge at the holidays as well?
There is something to be said about that kind of hibernation mode, we call it, right? Many other species go through a similar thing, and so do humans. Again, like you said, with the lack of daylight, and also the colder temperatures, that does prompt us to want to consume sometimes calorie-dense foods, right? It's just hardwired in us from, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago is kind of self-preservation. But unfortunately, right, we haven't evolved past that. So even though we have modern ways to stay warm and comfortable, right, we still have that tendency to want to turn towards food.
I think about that also in the context of when we take long drives or we are taking an airplane flight somewhere. I think there's this part of me that thinks, oh my gosh, I don't know when the next meal is going to be. I got to pack it in.
Even though we're surrounded by food at all times.
Exactly. There's nothing rational about it.
Right. And, you know, again, that can kind of go back to just acknowledging that feeling. And then again, looking for something else that can satisfy that need for comfort or satisfy that need for warmth, and look for ways to achieve those without food. So maybe that means, you know, if you're cold, maybe you need a nice comfy blanket. Or maybe if you're looking for comfort, what else brings you comfort? Maybe it's hanging out with your loved ones.
Anything we haven't touched upon that you would want our listeners to know going into the holidays?
I think a word that we say often during this time of year is permission. And I think we would like to leave people with that notion that they are in control of what they're choosing now and after the holidays, and that they always have permission to enjoy good food. They always have permission to take care of themselves, and they should embrace that and use that to their advantage.
Yep, and that'll help balance your eating and everything else year-round.
My thanks today to UK Health and Wellness registered dietitians Dr. Karen Bryla-McNeese and Vanessa Oliver for talking about the changes in routine that come with the holidays and how to deal with them. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.